on Thursday for Austria, so she won't be here next Sunday night to share. So I just want her to be able to give you a taste of what to expect next Sunday night as the rest of the ladies share how God impacted them while they were in Haiti. And I think this is a great example of Scripture. Them going, us being a part of sending, the work that they did in partnership with Mission of Hope, it's all a part of Scripture. It's all a part of the purpose of the church. And I know we have some notes, but we'll tuck those away for next week. As I was listening to Angelica, there's a passage that kept ringing in my mind. And it's the Apostle Paul asking four very, very deliberate yet important questions. And I think it speaks to what our ladies experienced this week and what you and I have the opportunity every day to experience if we will open our eyes, open our hearts, and begin to become doers of the Word rather than merely hearers. It comes from the letter to the Roman church that Paul wrote in chapter 10 of that letter. Understand, Paul was writing this letter to the believers and the saints that lived in Rome. And in this section of this letter, Paul begins to address his own people, the Israelites and the Jews by birth, who believed that their birth and their affiliation with the tribes of Israel, through following law and through following tradition, they would be on a road to heaven. But they had relationship with God. But Paul, as you know, was converted and transformed from approaching God through a religion into approaching God through a relationship, which God intended all along. And so Paul, in writing about his own people and his desire to see them saved, calls upon the believers in Rome, those who were Gentile, as well as those who were Jewish, to present the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a very religious people, because early in chapter 10 he calls the Jews very zealous for God, yet their zealousness is in vain because it's not for the purpose of God, it's for their own purpose. And so his heart was broken for the Jewish people. But in this chapter, chapter 10, we find that Paul asked the church in Rome, and I believe the church here today in Munster, Texas, four very important questions. And we can hear these questions and go about our day, or we can hear them and possibly become greater doers of these questions. In Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 14, Paul says this, or asks this, how then can they, and again, the context is he's talking about Israelites. He's talking about Jews by birth and by association. How then can they call on one they have not believed in? First question. Second question, how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Fourth question, how can they preach unless they are sent? In asking those four questions, Paul outlines the mission of the church: to present the gospel. The gospel is Jesus Christ. The gospel is Jesus, the Anointed One, the Christ, the promised Messiah, the one whom God would send to once and for all redeem the lost, who are dead in their sins and their trespasses. The gospel is not a religion or a denomination. The gospel is a person in the form of Jesus Christ. You see, as God revealed Himself and created a people to be His own, the intent of God was that it would be a relationship that He would have with His people. But men distorted it and transferred it and in a sense made a power play whereby they would take and pervert and capture and make things where people had to come through them rather than to God so that they could create a kingdom in themselves. And we find ourselves there today where we have these kingdoms of men rather than the kingdom of God. And the church has become something that God never intended to be. But Paul asked the question to the budding church in Rome, how can they call, how can salvation come to people who don't have anyone to believe in? And how can they know what to believe in unless they hear? And how can they hear unless someone is telling them? And how can they be told unless they're sent? The mission of the church, this church and every church that professes Jesus Christ as Lord, as members of His body, is that we will go not just to Haiti, not just to Africa, not just to Ecuador or to other nations, but we will go into our own homes. We'll go to our own families. And we'll proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. And as a church, we're equipping and we're preparing and we're sending with the message of Jesus Christ. When we go and we invite people to church, what's the purpose of that? To make them feel good? Or is it for the purpose that they might know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord? That they might know the hope of eternity in Jesus Christ. I believe this morning there are some ones or someone that this morning needs to hear that message that Jesus Christ came to die for you. Not so that you would somehow order your life, clean it up, and come to Him, but Jesus came despite who you are and what you've done. That God in His love sent Jesus Christ despite who you are and what you've done. Because He knows and knew that you could not ever get your life ordered enough or ready enough. That you're not a Christian by association or by birth. That in fact, you by birth are a sinner separated from God. But that in Jesus Christ, you are made new. And that newness comes because Jesus Christ paid the penalty for sin. Jesus Christ bore your sin, my sin, the sin of the world, in His own flesh. And He willingly laid down His life on a cross that was meant for us, a cross that had our name on it. He put His life on the line. He died a death that was meant for us for the purpose that we might know who to believe in, that we might have the hope of eternity that's in Jesus Christ. He died in order to bring us into a relationship with God through Himself by shedding His blood. This morning, I believe there's somebody that needs to hear that message and respond to that message. I believe there's somebody outside these doors that needs to hear that message. I believe there's people in this room that know somebody outside these doors that need to hear that message. But how are they going to believe in one in whom they have not heard? How are they going to hear unless we go, unless we're sent? Folks, that's the question for us today. How do we expect people to come to Jesus Christ? How do we expect to see people's lives transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ unless we are willing to be the ones sent? unless we're willing to be the ones who not only go, but train those who go. Equip those who will be the ones who will go. Supply those who will go. We're to be the ones who take the message of Jesus Christ. That's the mission of this church. That's the mission of the global church of Jesus Christ. Here's the question, are we doing that? How do we respond to these questions? How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? How can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? I want to tell you this morning, we're sent. Christ has sent us into the world. Not just into Haiti, but into Munster, Texas, into Myra, Texas, into Forestburg, into Ira, into Gainesville, into Cook County, into our places of occupation, into our homes, into our families. We're sent not just to make people feel good, not sent just to be a part of something, but we're sent with a message. And that message is the message that Paul desperately desired his own people to hear and to know. And that message is that Jesus Christ is the Savior. That Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah. He is the one that God had sent to redeem them. He's the one that God has sent to redeem you and I this morning. Do you know Him as that? This morning, the invitation is quite simple. The invitation is really pretty easy. The response is going to be difficult. Because to respond to this invitation means we've got to get out of our seat. And not only maybe come and make a commitment in front of people, admitting that maybe we just haven't been doing the work of the church. That maybe we haven't quite been doing what God has called us to do. And that may require us coming and just admitting that before God and the rest of His people. But then we make the commitment that we're not going to just be hearers of the Word. We're not going to contain the gospel in this vessel. But we're going to go and we're going to let God tip it out. So that our family, our friends, our co-workers, strangers will know from us who to believe in. How to believe. Folks, we need to be sent and we need to be senders. We might need to repent because we haven't been acting as though we're sent. We haven't been a part of sending. We've been more sitters than senders. We've been more hearers than doers. Maybe that's because we've never known who to believe in. Maybe that's because we have been a God unto ourselves. Maybe that's the first step for you today in being one who is sent, is being one who discovers who to believe in because you've heard the gospel message. This morning, if you need to respond to the message of Jesus Christ, when He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me. To respond to the message of Jesus Christ when He said, I am the Son. And my mission is to lay down my life. To respond to God's grace in giving what's not deserved because He loves and desires you. You'll never be good enough. You'll never be perfect enough. The law can't save you. Religion can't save you. Religious practice can't save you. The only thing that can save you is to accept that word of truth from God in Jesus Christ. To take His atoning death, accept it as your own, and follow Him as Lord. Is that you this morning? I want to invite you to get up. If that's you, just cry out to God and say, I'm lost, Lord, and I need You. I would love to walk with you down that road. There are men and women in this church that would love to take you by the hand and explain the gospel of Jesus Christ to you, so that you then can begin to be equipped not to come and sit in a church building, but to go out and be the church and give that message to others. This morning, before we even sing, before we even pray, is there one who would say, I'm lost, but I want to confess Jesus Christ as my only chance at life eternal, at life that has meaning? I know He's the one that forgave me of my sins on that cross, and I'm going to reach out and take that gift from God, and Jesus Christ is my own. If that's you this morning, come. We're going to sing, we're going to pray, but man, you can come right now. You don't have to wait. There's no special time. There's only the recognition of your need. Just like those little kids in Haiti saw a need of hunger in their stomach, and when that rice was put before them, it's like, I don't care whose lap I'm in or what's going on, I'm going to eat and get my fill. That's how we know it's a true need, is we're willing to reach out at all costs. Is that you this morning? Let me ask you the question, believer, professor of Jesus Christ, are we carrying out the accomplishment of those four questions in our own life? Can we honestly sit here and say, I'm speaking the gospel. I am going and sharing so that people will know who to believe in, what to believe in, how to believe, so they can hear and know and be saved? Or am I content just to go and hear a sermon on Sundays, go home and carry on with my life? I have a feeling today there might need to be some repentance in this place. It's really easy to go sometimes to other places and do the work of the church for a short period of time, because we're going to go back, right? We're going to go back to our life. But the real work begins right here, because we're sent right here to people we're going to see every day. Are we bold enough? Are we committed enough? Do we love enough to be the sent church today? If you can honestly say that that's not me right now, I want to invite you to come and just make that right this morning. Do you have to come up here? No. But it sure brings some accountability when you do. It sure shows true measure of, you know what, I need. If you're starving and there was food up here, I don't think you would sit back in your chair and say, well, you know, I'll accomplish some food later on. No, the food's here. The hope is here. Would you reach out and grab it today? Our praise team is going to come, but you don't have to wait for them to be here. Our deacons will be here. I want to invite you to step out of your comfort and begin to be the church, either through salvation or through being the messenger of the gospel that Christ has called every single believer to be a part of. Father, we give you this time for you to work by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you stand?